מושגת קשורה הנה. לאוגלולה לקחו את הקריץ' את הוויצוריאק. נש, אוהום כאן, נקו, אולי, אשנה יבודה למיין כאן. ונה, אשנה לוונס, ונה איש לנקו ללקחו את היפי. אשנה יבודה לק. Satona na rupta na ka kena ila pilang ya na ka na wi chota changko na to ya ga lab na che ngon nos ne lo za hat ka ya ga lab nes tach chok ba nes i wa chok shu ot khwa hai nes chapa ok ba nes na ka ro na shi ti chang zu et ka ya hi ap se che ya ta o ma ne po na ha Ja, schon gut, ich habe da einen Puls ab, das heißt, du kriegst. Ja, ich hoffe, ich noch mal nicht. Das ist halt, okay, ich habe eine Magata, okay, ich habe da schon gut, Kili-Radio, okay. Ich habe da schon gar nicht mit, ich habe alle mal, okay. Ich habe mir nicht mehr gesagt, okay, aber das ist doch, ich habe erst noch ein bisschen nach hier gehalten. Ich habe da Kili, und ich habe, Ja, im Gnashna, Huchmas App, hab ich letztes Jahr gerade noch gut geschaut, im Gnashna. Da kun Ashna in Kajaklaka, ist da kun Ashna in Juyas, kam ja schon, na ist, Gnashtuk der Onya kap, nach Unakap gehab, ja, Ashna, China Lila Pilam, ja. Na, na, was Abu, ja. Na, le, gut, letztes Jahr gut hat dann Ashna, kun Ashna in לקחו לונקיה, לקחו את היפי כאלה אשנה, כוחן קטונקו. עכשיו ותא אשנה בנה שטועה תקון טקסי, נאיש ובנה תקון אמבלזי. נאיש ובנה שנקון תקון עם גנש פח, ובנה פחיון תנש, אה, ומוקי הקפו כהאינופה, כהאות חלייכים. מה,
מישה?
ונה נקון תקון אשנה לפחי כאלה אשנה, ולוקצוסה. תקון לתשום הקטו ועוד נה, ובלב כהנת לנה, לתחוש, לנה עם אשנת, לוופס, נה יש תוקטק של נוח, ונצא לנה, פצ'ת, כתשמי, צ'תה לנה איתו, אותי עד שהיא אשנה, איבור הגלק אשנה. צ'אי שהיה נה עם פילאו, יא, אני רואה את הנקה בנה. ונה תוקטק של נקונוך, I waki pabena ashna with chunking sya. Na ashna uyuksit. Una transhiva wana hachti waza tibak tachba. Uhea lehan wana kabani khatta utra hecha. Uwa to wata hela sneaking. Cha hech lechta ata kihon kiksya. Well, I would like to say welcome to the Oglala Lakota College Storytelling Hour. Every Wednesday from 5 to 6, we come up here and we share story, kohonkaka, or some humor. So thank you for listening, and I know many of you are now going back after hard days where you're going down the road. Have a good trip and keep it at 90.1. And listen to maybe my nephew is here and he has it looks like his computer is all filled up, so maybe he has a lot of things to share, and we will be talking about maybe the Lakota language and other educational parts or tidbits or whatever you want to call it. So thank you for listening.
Nice. We did this Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan to you, Yaka. Huh. Huh. The Hulk Hogan Mogalaki.
That's right.
Huh. Now, he's got a P.S. Lewaka.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan. Now, yes, yes. In Dona and Alcopta, I got you to me, Sarah. You had some devas there, and I paid you some. Gona Oyanke Gila and I hope to Nish Meniluza Hector Nish Utmahe Ectacte and chadlod bod mae hyns trachtlod ba i bazola yn eich chadda a gici dawd hi ac da i yw ham bedw as de yn gynnu ti ap ylo a ba hamol y tra cyl y tra o'n gadw a hiw dag le o'n i'n cwnt ffogech ti i mach bio bat ffog mi a cyl y al opl yma cyl y tra cyl o cyl y rachio a ti na o'n brad e tra na i ffac i ma gyn a lecim ffeg ti o'r rach e tra na sy'n alida sy'n demo as de as agmai a lecim o'n hiw dag ap sy'n enda gwgw i i dresnia i wonglach o'n nes yn dag o'r da abeles me eitha wopio eitha ti Alexi o'n a dono o'n a iagacha bab eitha i wagdapo o'n gynas ti'n gwgi na ach ti dygdeg del i siwswyga na leitha la o'r ŵr i hada i tramana i'n gyle dokia da hiuga eti a so lehan petu ki heet na ta i jamana hinga ni na gaskia i na a ke jamana hinga a ke jamana na i a ke a gisni a ta umat hu trok cha wakta po na leha i chanku sab sapa ka izea i na kikcie chankuki ota liwa i chwych liwa cza ota rana piata o ian hicza na czeci na iś i tche chankuki kta gach liw na tche rocinki anki i chpe iad na czeci cza leocie czymś na o trechike
chili
this muddy kind of view, you know, you see a lot of people get stuck on their roads or have to leave their car at the beginning of their approach or have to leave their car in the middle because they get stuck in the mud. The Misha Hedgen was stuck back when I lived off the paved road at Calico, so it was really steep getting up to that place where I used to live. so getting up here to the studio didn't seem bad compared to that, but you know, it's kind of a weird day, and the kids at school were really kind of antsy because that snow would really blow in, and then they'd really get excited for maybe like an early out, and then right away it would clear up. Mm-hmm. Then another one would come in, so we had a 1:30 out today.
Oh.
And because we had staff meetings, and about fifth period, one of my students was really snowing hard. He said it's really snowing bad. They should like let school out at 1:30. School is already getting out at 1:30. So. But it was funny, and we ended up having a full day of school that we usually do. The roads didn't get so bad like they did earlier in the week. It was really really bad. Now what the ditch mahali had. So I happy. Chapwak bod chwe hectawa i chi'n chwsgarach o wang wang ysbywach i'r chadsa hetio wawa na hel i chadsfate Christian McGeechia na ha hebi chadsfate University of Nebraska Carnival cha hel wawang wa i na lila asti gynnu ni bas lila i kiela i gwisdom cha e ata uri ha ke ek Christian Trapeki Kubik da tra da kome e o isnik da tra he was open and there down there too with a couple of seconds left still close ni da UPS da da kom nanaku e Harry Kostela ko Sichang we crossed the Lakawa Sandwich at Jim Shalila e Onihab. ici à Crocteur Pointe et qui doit à Trappe qui est au Moi, je suis ici à 1000 college career points. You have.
One here in sophomore, yeah.
Junior. Ah, one junior.
One at the Yamanishka.
Ah, one at the Yamanishka in a Henak Chakak. Chalila was there. The Wawaka ki, which he took of you only on a Arachek on a. One believe we have to Yak teach us on a Gichi law.
Yes,
na I samcha owinjawan kup na tiny decori apa yawatrincha hetelila washte. So I was saying that at Chadron last night we went down to watch one of our graduates who's planned off for them and they had a good game. They ended up 70-68. They didn't win, but Christian had a couple of long threes, and they played well overall. It's a big rivalry, so everyone was all dressed up, and they were really cheering, or making all kinds of crazy cheers. And they did an honoring for a Todd County graduate, Sonny Bush, Noah Jr., who scored a 1,000 career points since she started at CSC. So, you know, there's a lot of graduates from the different school systems, you know, Pine Ridge and Little Wound, Red Cloud, Todd County, Eco Butte, you know, who are... who are graduated, who are at 2-year, 4-year colleges, you know, whatever level, whatever division, but that are, you know, who are still playing ball, and you know, it's good to see that. And so some of them aren't playing, you know, some of them are at school and they're doing other athletics, or maybe they're not doing athletics at all, but, you know, on the, or here, you know, here at OLC, you know, taking classes or involved in the new athletic program at Oglala Lakota College. So, you know, on the show we really talk about education a lot, and you know, our hats go off to all of you out there who are, you know, keeping going with your education, and those of you who are balancing an education and an athletic career, or being involved in student organization. You know, the honoring last night for Sunny was done by the I think it's called the White Buffalo Club. Anyway, the Native American organization. So, you know, those types of organizations participating in that, you know, a lot of students that go on to college, I think, really, really benefit by taking part in student organizations, and they also benefit those organizations by their presence. So we want to, any of you listening that fit into those categories, I hope you're having a good day, and we're keeping you in mind.
Well, we have the Lakota College basketball teams, and the Bravehearts, Chante Ohitika, and they have been playing other tribal colleges, and eventually they'll be playing I don't know what they'll be playing St. Eglishka, maybe someday they'll be playing Shatter. So they right now they're getting into the athletics too, and pretty soon we're going to have a gymnasium over there, a multi-purpose building. So they'll have some a place to practice, and they'll have both the female and male basketball teams.
It's a program head to
coach is Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Tobacco, yeah. So you're doing a really good job, Mary.
Yeah.
And go Bravehearts.
Huh.
And it's really good to see this Sonny Bush. I I like to watch basketball games, and I know this girl when she used to play for Top County. And when I buy a Rapid City paper, I usually go down and see who's playing, because I know she's playing with at Shattern. Like we have Mackenzie playing at South Dakota State, so I usually check the scores and see who's doing what. And it's really good to see that kind of, like you said, going to college and taking part in other activities like that. It doesn't have to be basketball or football. There's other activities that you can do to really make balance out your goals. And so, and the door is wide open today. It never used to be like that back in, like say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You don't see many local high school graduates playing for Brookings, Shattern, and places like that.
Mm-hmm. Bismarck.
Yeah, Bismarck. There's a lot of... I listened to a game from Bismarck one night going down the road, and there was on that team the names that they were announcing it on the radio. And on that team there was like the Taken Alive from McLaughlin. There was who was it from Pine Ridge, right? We have or is it Little One? We have two girls. In fact, we have one from Ogallala playing over there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have two.
Two of them. Yeah,
from Ritz. Lisa Bear Robe and Ida Clark, both from Ogallala up at Bismarck. Yeah.
And then we have some boys playing up there, too, that used to play for the Little One Mustangs.
Mm-hmm. Some Red Clouds, too. And then I think they also have some, like, Cheyennes or Arapahoes or some out of state natives on that team.
And also, like, that we have. I'm really glad to see that like Kiko Mendoza, he won 4 cross-country titles. And when someone takes part in extracurricular activities like that, then that kind of opens the door for him in education. Like there's like the thing, he's got his scholarship. And there's another boy, I can't remember his name, but they will be going to college, and their scholarships for running cross country. So, if you're listening out there, and if you're going to college and doing things like that, then sky is the limit.
Yeah.
It's all up to you.
Uniksiapelo.
Just keep going. Don't look back.
We'll always be here.
Yeah, we'll always be here. Then. You can, don't look back, because we're going to be here.
We were just talking about that today at the school, really thinking about students that are current, former students, they're in college now, they're going for education degrees, particular students we'd really like, hope would consider coming back and working at this school, maybe not just we were talking about Red Cloud graduates, but any of the schools out here, they'd be a real asset, if they ended up settling elsewhere, that's up to them. But it's really good to have graduates of the school system that are familiar with the school system and the community and all that. We need more of that. That young blood coming back and all that energy and full of ideas.
So it's I guess what we mean by don't look back is don't look back, and when you finish, then come back.
Huh.
And you can help your people.
Yeah.
And that really looks good when they come back. And like today we have a lot of teachers, anything, and they come back and maybe a manager somewhere, business, anything. Even at the hospital, you see last few years, I see names of two doctors, one in Dubuque, and I think I saw one at Roosevelt too. Mm-hmm. And I saw one here too, Pine Ridge. In fact, she was there during the Aloha Lakota College graduation. And she was in the Air Force, and I think she was a captain in the Air Force. And that really looks good, mm-hmm. to see young people just keep going to school and getting into fields like that, different fields.
Mm-hmm. Be all that you can be, Ab.
Be all that you can be.
And
the reservation will always be here. And like I have a son in high school now. He always calls back. So I said, we're still here. Nothing's changed. he has a dog, Scrappy. He said, Scrappy's laying right here, and he's getting fed. And, make sure he gets water. So don't worry about it. Just go to bed early, study, and do your thing over there. So it's good to see young people like that. And it doesn't have to be young people, too. The education is a, what is it? No, they always say that it's a never-ending thing, never-ending process, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to be 19 years old. You could be 50, 60, 80 years old,
yeah.
Still go to school. So it's something that's,
I was just telling my students today, I was reading in the news about a woman who became the first woman to swim across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't believe it, but they had a boat that was close by her, and then at night she'd sleep on that boat. They'd mark the position with a GPS, and then she'd start at that exact spot the next day. So it took a few months, you know, to cross, and anyway, swam across the whole entire Atlantic Ocean from east to west. And here, the most amazing thing is that she's 56 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not 23, you know, or 19. She's 56. So I said, gee, then I really felt that. So I better start riding my bike. That would do yet, she won't. I start getting active.
So that's
really cool to hear.
Yeah, and the other night, remember, there was another game Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I didn't expect that many people.
Hmm.
And I couldn't even get a parking place. I ran around the gymnasium a couple times. And I ended up parking in a fire lane or something. I was scared, but it was starting, so I parked right there and went into the gym. And I didn't think there was any room in there, but there was some seats open. That gym must be huge. And that was really...
There was more people at that game than there was at the Kearney game.
Yeah, uh-huh. So... That was really good.
Yeah.
And it's good to see. It's good to see the boys from any of these schools, anywhere, whether it's like Todd County or Pine Ridge, Little One, Red Cloud. They really have a strong there's some diehard fans out there. They'll go to any of these games.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Never miss a game. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. Uh-huh. So. Yep. So what? Last night I was doing the Lakota language. For the students from, we have four students from Stanford that take the land studying like Jota 1, just the basic. And one of them is from Martin, originally from Martin. So Joel, if you're listening, Marstelo. And then one from Kyle, her first name is Tanya. I hope you're listening, Tanya. And then the two other ones, they took a course before. This will be their second time. And one, the Sam, is from Poplar, Montana. And the other one's from Seattle. So, Joel asked me to share a humor, some Lakota humor. And it's really hard to translate this one humor story. I heard it, and I was sitting there thinking about it, and I shared it with them. So I'll share it with you out there. Do what I can do. One time I did this, and I think it flew over everybody's head. So Karen told me never to tell a joke again in English. But I'm going to do it again tonight. Okay. Lakhotia Blakinkta. Now maybe you listen to it and see if we can do it in the English language. Honey, Chachchala, Wazanka. He's got hepatitis, so bring him back in 3 days, and I'll give him a shot. Chalata yamani chanke kat in yam tak ek stak.
So my teacher translated it as she said, "But you got a hippopotamus, and or you're a hippopotamus, and in 3 days you're gonna come back and he's gonna shoot you."
Okay, that's Lakota humor.
Yeah, it's better in Lakota.
Well, a long time ago, that happens though. That a long time ago, they say they don't understand English. So sometimes there's one translator in each. Sometimes there's even one family, and sometimes they don't tell the. Sometimes the translation don't come out.
Last in translation.
Okay. I have one more, so maybe we listen to it. And this is a short story. Honey, why are we chakiwa? Yank that chatukiwa na washi, latha washi, chenigalistancha. Yank that chayone hampe. Kalawa nale, weanke kiha. Tiash na tu yank that chayone ha na wota. I know you many long years, Zaka. I'm really glad to be here, Zaka. And he paused. So the translator Kinojina, translator said, "Anale inajina han translator kihake. The many long years eki he chay. Ale lila trehas lonia pinaha iha nakpani haskas kapte."
My Hachiko.
Hachiko.
So there was a teacher who worked for many years in the community, and now it was time for that teacher to move on. So anyway, that community, they had a big honoring for him, and you know, we're going to have a feast in his honor and, you know, present him with a blanket and all that. So at one point during the proceedings, he was they had him stand in the center and say some words to the people that had gathered to honor him. So and he they had an interpreter with him who was gonna translate what he said into Lakota. So he started out and he said, you know, I've known you all for many long years, he said, and here when it came time for the interpreter to translate it, he said, I know all of you, and you've got really long ears.
I'll try to be a translator. Okay, many moons ago, we have traders. So this, and sometimes these traders, they have, there's fur traders, there's medicine traders, there's trinket traders. Okay, this one happens to be a beaver felt trader. And he came among the people. And maybe they didn't trust him or something. They took him to the chief, the head chief in the camp. And they must have liked him because they used the word kola. So they probably shook his hand, and maybe he traded some beaver felt. So pretty soon they invited him to the sweat lodge. And it's when you go into the sweat lodge, they usually pass the chanupa. So while they were in the sweat lodge smoking, when it was time for this person that the trader he took the pipe and he took his handkerchief and he made sure it was clean. Then he smoked it.
And he wiped off.
And then he wiped it off. And then he passed it on to the chief. The chief took it, and then he didn't smoke it. He took out a knife and stared at this man, and then he cut that mouthpiece off.
So you're gonna be rude. I'll do it even.
Yeah.
Do it even more.
Even better. Yeah. That was good. Maybe next time I have some more. So I'll bring a couple more. Yeah. Those are really short stories. That's humor. And then I told the students that I was going to bring a story that, like, sometimes we have a story here that tells you, like, you learn from it. I think we call it moral of the story, right? Like that. So maybe next time I'll wrap this, but I'm not going to do this one. I was reading it. I didn't translate it. So next time I'll bring one in English and in Lakota. And one that is, like, it's good for the teaching because the students can listen to it. And then they can maybe write reflection on it. And then they can tell us if they learn anything from it. Okay? So that's so that was a good one. And then the other thing that I wanted to say. And is that we have, and I always, when I come up here, in this hour, the Lakota Language Institute at the Oglala Lakota College, we have a project, and we call it immersion. And right now, we have three classes, and one of them is in their second year now. And then we usually have, and then one is in the first year. And then we have some beginners. They're all 3-year-olds. And our goal is to someday make 1 or 2 or 10 or 50 Lakota speakers. And the teachers, it is very hard. It's a really tough job. But we really have some good teachers, and we really have a good staff, all the way from the bus drivers, the cooks, and I really, really appreciate what they do every day, and also the parents of these students. I want to thank you for your cooperation, for your support. And right now, we finished, like we started in the fall, now we're going into the, pretty soon it's going to be spring. And we're going to have to start thinking about keeping these classes together. And just wanted to share that with you. And my name is Brian, and I'm Charging Cloud, and I'm the director of the Lakota Language Institute. And myself, in the college, the board of directors, our president, and we're all really proud of this project, and thank you for your support.
Tired and me a chant and I was gonna Louis Stoyaki, and it was about a little boy who he grew up when he was little, and he spoke La Torta and had braids like that. And anyways, the time came for him to go to school, so here it was back in the olden days. Anyway, he went to the boarding school, so years later, by the time I finished up with him, he came back. He had short hair and glasses, but at that point he didn't speak Lakota. He just spoke Wachitu. But he came back, so his family had a honoring for him, and they invited the family and the community people. And anyways, his mother was taking him down the line of people, mm-hmm. and they got to his grandma, and because it was his grandma, the mom told him this in Lakota, but he got off to school, so he didn't speak anymore. So she said, and he said, she stuck out his hand, and he said, hello, Eugene. Hello, Eugene.
You know, it happens a long time ago. We used to have, the Lakota people, we came through some periods where there was programs. And maybe around the 50s, they used to have what they call their relocation era. Mm-hmm. So people... Like say you're from here in Pine Ridge, and on this program they'll say, okay, we're gonna send you to Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. and there we're going to there's somebody will meet you over there, and you can either go to one of these they used to have trade schools, mm-hmm. It could be like a barber, a welder, or teacher, or something, and then they're supposed to stay over there and join the mainstream U.S. of A.
Assimilation,
in other words. But instead of doing that, many of those people, they go over there and maybe they get yokshija, lonesome, or. But you know, like remember we just said we're always here, you know, like. And they keep calling, maybe in those days there's no phone, telephone, but anyway they get lonesome and they come back even though we're going to be here all the time, mm-hmm. So when they come back, just they've been over there for like one guy, this was a story, one guy went to California for 2 weeks, he came back and he had they never used to wear dress pants, he had mm-hmm. some tan dress pants and a white shirt and some black shoes, and he came back and he didn't speak Lakota. So that's what reminded me about that story. I think that late grandma Elion Khaetue. Who was that?
Whoever called it, didn't get the name, but Lila Chimalia.
Oh, what's that?
That was a good idea. Because when I heard too, that somebody told about a boy that his grandpa took him to ceremony, and at the end of it, remember, they have it, and then they eat the meal afterwards, and then before people get up to leave, everyone has to go around, they have to see me talk with us, like that, around the circle, and the grandpa that is Sakoja, he said, you know, just when we're there, you know, just sit quiet, and if there's something that everyone's doing, you know, just do what everyone else does. So anyway, they're going around, and it's getting closer and closer to him. The one she mitakuyasi, yeah, like that, and they get all the way up to the boy, say mitakuyasi, and that boy gets to his turn, he says, oh, my dog's that sad. My dog's that sad to me. Back in October, they were at SWED, and somebody said, boy, it really must be political season. And so we were in SWED, and somebody at the end of his prayer and citizen, he said, my name's Stephen, I approve this message, thank you.
Well, it's getting down to close to Mazar Shakhtin,
Hanish.
It was really fast. And we didn't get to do your story, and maybe no, this one here, I'll do this next time.
Okay.
I'll do this next time. But what I wanted to say was when we come up here, we always touch on Lakota in the Lakota language. And I think that today I think we really today this language revitalization movement, you know, it's moving now, but we always have to work at it. We always have to work together and just keep it going. And then in order to keep it going and to make it work, we all have to work together and share and be strong. And those two words that I always use when we come up here is commitment and perseverance. Watching tangkapo na ha ogichapo na ohinya
ha
okichichupo. So, do we have time to do one more, or should we wait till the next one?
Nielo.
Six. So maybe we'll save it for next
time. Arlo wana hiyo takacha.
Wana arlo hiyo takacha, yeah. So before we sign off, I want to thank the Kili Radio. And all these, like Arlo and Crash and
Dave and Dr. Jetso and Daddy D.
And Yuha.
Hercules.
And also the Dutch. So I want to thank all of you that are listening. Have a good evening.
Alright, you've been listening to Kili Radio 90.1 FM. It is 6 o'clock on top of the butte.